If revenge is a dish best served cold, then there was a smorgasbord served up at the Corruption Commission in Sydney today. In the witness chair was Carl Scully, the former Labour minister, who blames the fallen factional warlord Eddie Obeid for his failure to become premier. Mr. Scully had hoped to succeed Bob Carr when Mr. Carr stepped down as premier in 2005. The Independent Commission Against Corruption is investigating claims that Mr. Obeid lobbied four government ministers over cafe leases at Circular Quay without disclosing his own family's involvement. One of those ministers is Carl Scully. Peter Lloyd.
Carl Scully believes he's the premier New South Wales never had.
Morning, Mr. Scully. How are you feeling?
How do you do? I'm fine, thanks.
For more than a decade, from 1995, Mr. Scully variously held sway across six portfolios, including roads and police. But it was during his tenure as Transport Minister that things started to go sour. Mocked for his strict adherence to veganism, Carl Scully never quite recovered from being lampooned for carrying his pet pooch Sparkles around the neighbourhood in a chauffeur-driven government limousine at taxpayers' expense. The end game began in mid-2005 when the Labour Party machine favoured Maurice Yemma instead of him to succeed Bob Carr.
What do you think about Mr. Obeid and the way he seems to have deceived so many of his ministers?
I'm pretty disgusted, to be quite frankly, and very, very disappointed.
The man still labelled Sparkles Scully in the cold, cruel world of the Twittersphere strode into the ICAC today to give evidence against his ally-turned-nemesis. Quiet, he was not, despite the protests. Today marks 8 years, 3 months and 8 days since Carl Scully withdrew his name from the contest to become Premier. It's an enforced climb down after what Mr. Scully says was a factional betrayal by the man who held a mafioso-like hold on the party, Eddie Obeid. This was what he had to say about the first time Mr. Obeid came to him, asking about leases which were to become Obeid property, but at the time were held by a man named Tony Imad.
He came and saw me in my ministerial office and he said, "I want to talk to you about Tony Imad's lease. He spent a lot of money in doing the shop up. He needs an extension." And I said, "Eddie, I can't believe you asked this of me. You know the process we went through. You know that ICAC ticked it off."
The way Carl Scully tells it, Eddie Obeid's head almost exploded.
He screamed at me words to the effect, "Tony Imad is not a crook. He's not a crook. He's a hard-working, small-business family man who just needs an extension of time."
By late 2002, the Imad leases had been taken over by the Obeids. But Carl Scully says he did no favours to his political ally to extend those leases.
Well, can I say that it's not only untrue, but demonstrably untrue?
And Carl Scully says he knew nothing of a donation to the ALP from lessees of Circular Quay. He was outraged by the implication of
cash for decisions.
And he said Eddie Obeid did not tell him that his family had come to have a vested interest in two Circular Quay cafes.
"I felt disgusted, let down. That's not how a member of parliament should behave. I regard that as quasi-criminal."
That's about when Stuart Littlemore stood up to address a series of questions on behalf of his client, Eddie Obeid.
"Well, you hated Eddie Obeid once he told you that the Terrigals would be supporting Mr. Yemma."
"Nope."
"You hated Mr. Obeid."
"Nope."
"Because you didn't become premier."
"Nope."
"You cut him dead, didn't you?"
"We had little to do with each other."
"You told the commissioner you wouldn't speak to him."
"We didn't speak."
"That's what cutting dead is, right?"
"We didn't talk all that much."
It was like that for some time until Stuart Littlemore QC began parsing words with Carl Scully over his self-admitted statement that on occasion, as minister, he told a civil servant that he needed to
run this past Eddie.
Carl Scully described the phrase as being a sort of shorthanded way of telling someone that an issue needed to be explained to Eddie Obeid. Stuart Littlemore saw it as a smoking gun admission that Mr. Scully owed some kind of obligation to Eddie Obeid. And this is how Carl Scully responded.
"There was no way he was some sort of consent body."
Outside the commission, Mr. Scully was insisting that he couldn't speak to reporters, and then did just that.
It's now up to the Commission to weigh all the evidence before them. But thank you for your time.
Pretty serious accusations put to you, though, Mr. Scully, in there, the $50,000 donation.
Yeah, it's as I said, I've given my evidence, but I as I said this morning, I'm pretty disgusted with Mr. Obeid and more than disappointed at his behaviour, but it's up to the Commission. I can't add to what I've already said.
And you've got a clear conscience on all of this.
As you well know, and I was a minister who's conducted his life with utmost integrity. I did then, I do now, and I always have and always will. It is good to see you all again.
Carl Scully, former New South Wales hopeful, Premier hopeful, as you might say, ending Peter Lloyd's report.